This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, August 26, 2022. The Jamestown Healing Clinic at 526 South 9th Avenue in Sequim held an official ribbon-cutting ceremony last Saturday. The large facility, built at a cost of $17 million, has been seeing patients since early July. The Jamestown Sklallam Tribe describes the clinic's work as comprehensive services for opioid use disorder. This includes a lot of other related services: medications, counseling, primary care, dental care, child watch services, and shuttle transport. According to the Peninsula Daily News, the clinic has been a divisive topic, working its way through years of discourse at public forums, online, and between community groups in and around Sequim. W. Ron Allen, tribal chairman, said the tribal leaders persisted through opposition and COVID-19 to get their clinic built. "It's about healing," he said. "It is a journey for us, and the journey only begins in terms of what it's going to do for our peninsula. There are many, many people who need our help." The healing clinic is open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. To get information or schedule an appointment at the Jamestown Healing Clinic, call 360-681-7755. An advisory board, looking at all aspects of the Sims Way poplar removal conundrum, is recommending a compromise from the initial plan of cutting down all the aging trees in order to address safety issues and expand the boatyard. But the advisory board's plan calls for removal of all the trees on the boatyard side, bearing electric lines, and adding a bike path. On the Kaitai Lagoon side, the trees will be thinned, but many will remain, and new plantings will enhance the roadway. Three agencies are collaborating on this Sims Gateway and Boatyard expansion: the City Council, the Port of Port Townsend, and the PUD. They will each have to approve this plan, which seems likely, since a $1 million grant is tied to the boatyard expansion. The three boards will meet to decide the fate of the poplars on December 12th at 6:30 p.m. at the Point Hudson Pavilion. Port Hadlock has wanted to upgrade its sewer system for 20 years, but it has always been beyond the financial reach of Jefferson County. Now, in Washington, D.C., money is being allocated for infrastructure projects across the country, and Port Hadlock and Chimicum should receive $3 million for this important sewer project. Congressman Derek Kilmer was here on Wednesday and said there's also $2.5 million for Port Townsend to install a sewer pump station. Both projects will facilitate future affordable housing plans, something the county, the city, the port, and the PUD have been working together on for some time. The sewer projects will take time, but the funding can help long-range planning and, everyone believes, will be a big factor in easing our housing crisis in the county. If you want to know more, a good source is Housing Solutions Network, the local organization that put on last week's Under the Tent Housing Symposium on the grounds of the Methodist Evangelical Church on San Juan Avenue. They meet again in September. This weekend marks the long-awaited return of music and arts and other things, known as Thing, to Fort Worden. The festival begins today and goes on until after dark on Sunday. The Seattle Times recommends pack your comfiest shoes and a gallon of sunscreen, because of all the summer festivals, this one's worth coming early and staying late. If you're out and about, drop in at the KPTZ tent. Meet our DJs, program hosts, and other volunteers. But be forewarned, local law enforcement is beefing up its forces to be on the lookout for impaired drivers. Have a designated driver or chill for a few hours before heading out if you've had a wee too much of whatever. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening, and enjoy all the weekend fun that our region has to offer.